Community News and Review on 1230 WPZT, the Palm Beaches Talk Station, hosted by Philip Bell. I'm Michael Wolf. Social Security disability, big business these days, but it's not a picnic. And you can end up broke just waiting to be approved. And a lot of people get turned down. Helping us understand the disability laws that govern Social Security, retired federal Chief Judge Kevin Dugan. He heard disability cases for more than 23 years, and now he is in private practicing, focusing on disability claims.
You know, Mike, as I'm getting older, 52, not that far
from... You're just a kid.
Yeah, I love you. But in all
you
reality...
You haven't even gotten the solicitation to join AARP yet, have you?
Are you kidding? When I turned 50...
Oh, that's right.
When I turned 50, two of my friends gave me membership. And I still get all the requests to join them and everything else. Although I'm not 65, but I have received literature for Medicare.
Right.
Which I guess they care. But there's just so much misinformation out there. And that's why I love bringing professionals... And what they do is phenomenal because they help a lot of people. Nothing wrong with making money and helping people.
Right. And you know something? You and I have a common friend who's gone through a nightmare. The woman's gone through cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of things and trying to just stay on her feet and get treated and trying to get on Social Security disability.
Yeah.
And it's been horrible.
Awful. And not only did she have those pre-existing conditions where she cannot work, but she got a phone number from one of these television ads. And I don't even think she ever spoke to an attorney. I'm not too versed on that, but it doesn't sound like that to me. And for years, she's been on that merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
And now things are coming to fruition because she has a hands-on attorney who actually takes her calls. And I'll tell you, if I had need of that, that's one of the reasons why I invited Kevin Dugan on, is number one, he is a retired judge. He has no pomp and circumstance.
Should we still call you a judge?
That's why I asked him. And he says, well, you could do it once. But just call me Kevin. But he is. He's seen a lot of cases. He's going to talk about it. It actually, you know, could be a reality show. As well. But first of all, Kevin Dugan, good evening.
Good evening.
Actually, you retired down here, but you were a Chief Justice in federal court regarding Social Security, correct?
Yeah, I was Chief Judge in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And before we get involved in terms of how to get benefits and how it's applied, as a judge, you were telling me about this one story. I laughed out loud, Mike, and I want him to share this story with the there was somebody that had a cane in court.
Well, everybody wants to get approved, and it's not uncommon for people to show up with neck braces and that sort of thing. You know, and the first thing I did whenever anybody showed up with that was look in the medical record and see if there was anything that indicated that they'd ever used it prior to this hearing.
Right.
And this fellow shows up with a cane, and he seemed to walk pretty well, but so I asked him about the cane, and I said, there's nothing in the medical record that shows this was prescribed, sir. And he says, oh, yeah, no, I don't think a doctor gave it to me. I said, okay, where did you get it? And he says, oh, I got it from my mom. So I asked him, I said, what's your mom doing today?
What's she doing?
So that one thing I always tell my clients, don't try pulling that kind of stuff.
Well, that is the case. But, you know, over the last few years, especially with the economic turndown, a lot of people have given up on jobs. And maybe they do have a bad back or they have a pain in their back or things along those lines. So there's been a plethora of people that have applied. And it's big business now. The guys with the cowboy hats, they made $77 million last year. That's how much they made.
Right.
And in your case, as a judge, when these would come before you, these cases and so forth, in most cases, you would find that these people had really gone through the gambit, through the approval process and then got declined and so forth.
All right.
But you now, as a practicing attorney, no longer a judge, but now on the other side of the bench, so to speak, What makes a case? In other words, who is qualified? I've got herniated disc. I don't feel good. My back is a pain. But I'm able to perform. I'm able to do the work that's needed. Mm-hmm. What gets somebody qualified?
Well, you know, a lot of people think, my doctor says I'm disabled. That's the end of, beginning and end of it. But really it's not. It's a medical vocational issue. You know, it's your education, your work experience, mm-hmm. combined with the type of symptoms that are caused by your back condition. So, like, if you have a back condition that makes you stand up every once in a while, that's not going to bother you in a job you have, you know. But if you have a back condition that makes you want to lay down on the floor and have to take breaks for half an hour every 2 hours, then that's going to be more problematic. So they weigh the medical, after they make a determination of what the medical symptoms are credible, with the vocational, and then come up with a decision.
And what we were talking about in the earlier segment was that when your clients, after a period of time after they get on disability, they do qualify for Medicare then.
Right, but for some reason, they have to be on it for 2 years before they're qualified for Medicare. So I don't know what they're going to do for those 2 years, and a lot of my clients are that way, where they're waiting. Right. They're waiting their 2 years so they can get Medicare and get medical care.
Why is it, and I'm going to say judge this time, why is it people get turned down? People who, it was seriously, people with hepatitis C documented. Why is it they get turned down?
Well, it could be any number of reasons, you know. That first documentation, are they going to get medical care? There's so many people out there that don't have medical care, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like the Obamacare is taking care of that right now, maybe later. It could be that they don't present their case in the way it should be presented, you know, and they don't understand what's being asked. And amazingly, there are a large number of people who go forward without a representative, and they try to represent themselves. And that's, if you're serious about it, you should have a representative.
Absolutely.
It'd be crazy not to.
Absolutely.
Plus, you don't have to put any money out. It's all paid on a contingency basis for back benefits. So,
well, if someone comes to you and
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but when they do come to you, a lot of times I'm sure they come because they've been turned down, and they need an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So the process for you is that you look at their case, look at their medical records, and then what? What is the process?
Well, it depends on what level they're at. If they're going to be at the hearing level, what we have to do then is get in contact with the doctors and see what kind of a medical opinions they're giving us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, of course, maybe find some witnesses to support them and get them ready for the hearing. The hearing consists of testimony, and there's going to be maybe a vocational expert and a doctor there also. And all of that put together is what you have to prepare for and present. If they're at the lower level, what you want to do is maybe – what I do is get affidavits sometimes, because so many people get turned down at the lower level because the people at the DDS in Tallahassee, they don't see the people. All they see is a medical record, which if you look at your own medical records, you'd probably be surprised what they say. And you say, this isn't really what I told the doctor, because they don't write everything down. Of course, they don't have time for that, you know. So I try to fill it in with maybe some affidavits and some other statements. And you can be successful at that initial level, too, if you work it a little bit.
Well, what is the process? How long does it take if someone comes to you and they say that, you know, they 2 years ago this happened and I just can't work anymore. I've had this disability.
Yeah. Well, if I have a new client comes to me and they're just starting the process, I tell them plan at least a year and a half that this is going to take, you know, mm-hmm. because I want them to be prepared for that realistically. It could be sooner, but you really should plan for the year and a half.
Is the system designed that way to discourage fakers? Is it just overloaded?
It's overloaded.
Okay.
It's overwhelmed. The people that work in the system are overwhelmed. It's just They don't have the money. They don't have the money to hire the people that they need to do it.
Because what's so sad about that is if somebody had to stop working, got cleaned out trying to pay their medical bills, and their house is probably in foreclosure because they lost their job, another year and a half is not going to help.
Right, right.
That's like the worst thing that could happen to them.
There are ways to speed it up when you have someone in that kind of dire straits. You can't ask for a dire need type of consideration, and that'll help speed it up. But it's still going to be minimum 12 months, under the speediest term.
So, you know that old thing that you keep saying about I complained that I had no shoes, so I saw a man with no feet. There are certain people that just need a boost, and it's a shame that the system's so overtaxed that they can't, you know, at least focus the beam and go after the worst cases first and help them out.
It is. You're right. But now, on the other hand, sometimes they do pay at the first. I've had my quickest was 5 weeks from filing.
Wow.
So it can happen if the person has enough medical evidence to begin with, and you don't have to develop it during the case. That helps.
Well, in the industry, and that's what it is, unfortunately, Social Security disabilities turn into the industry. And the reason why I call it that, Kevin, is because of all the ads that are on television. And if you Google Social Security disability, it just seems like everybody's getting involved in that.
And then all the pop-up ads start coming to you, you Google it.
Yeah, while doing research.
Very annoying.
Extremely. It's funny you point that up, but it's true. It seems like, once they get your interest on
that. As soon as they got your hook, it keeps coming up.
Absolutely.
You know, what I want to ask is we've had two discussions about why. And here you were a federal judge and handling these cases, right? And when you left, I'm guessing you wanted to retire, and you took this step. Was that the why? You wanted to make sure that the system worked before the other judges?
The why was, first of all, the why I wanted to retire was I had met all my challenges there. Why I wanted to do this was because I just want to use all my skills and experience to get what I think is the right result for my clients. And that's what I want to do. Doesn't mean I always get it, but I sure do try, you know.
Good for
you. And I get excited by it. I love to be able to help someone that's in great need.
I get awful disappointed
when I don't.
How old are you?
Is that 64. Okay?
64. So we're not that far apart. See, here I am at 60, and when I'm 64, I still want to be able to say that I want to keep on doing this. I like doing this. I can make a difference.
Yeah.
And I understand it completely.
Yeah.
I plan on retiring in 20 years.
There you go.
That's when I'm going to retire.
See, that's just it. I never want to retire. I can get semi-retire. Okay, I'll work 4 days a week. But I never want to stop.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually working harder than I worked before.
Oh, no. Isn't that funny?
But you limit your caseload to only 150, correct?
Yes. That's what I'm staying at right now. I'm not advertising anymore.
That's why I wanted to ask you. I guess people find you by word of mouth.
Yeah, that, and they Google me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do that internet pop-up ads or anything like that.
So that wasn't you, was it?
That wasn't me.
All right.
I don't put that kind of money into marketing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know something? You wouldn't have to, and you don't have to, because if I had need of this type of service, it makes sense to me to go to the guy that used to sit on the other side,
right?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, but there's so many people that get sucked in by marketing promises.
You know? Oh, absolutely.
What should people
look
for?
I find it sad because there are plenty of good disability attorneys out here in your community. And
yeah,
I say if you're going to get one, get one that talks to you.
How do you know? Is that the key?
That is the key.
Okay.
If you call up and all you're talking to is a caseworker, talk to the attorney. Make sure the attorney knows your case. I know every one of my clients' cases, and I know where I want to take that case, you know? And if your attorney's not talking to you, he or she has no idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
You may not even have an attorney. You may just have a caseworker.
Maybe ask the attorney a straightforward question. How many times a week do you go to court? I think that would tell as well, you know. Because that's what I did with my personal injury attorney. We've actually talked.
Yeah, about, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she is. But she gives everyone her cell phone. And, you know, I asked her how many times you go to court a week. And she goes to court continuously. Yeah. And that's what you want is somebody who's going to be there as your champion. You know, you got into law to protect people. And because, you know, you had a justice within you. And now at the people's, those that are in the lowest amongst us with issues of health and not knowing where to go, what to do, from getting Medicare and Medicare supplements to preserve at least so you can have a choice of eating that day. And I'm sorry, but unfortunately some Americans are
right,
in
exactly.
That look.
Yeah.
To getting what they paid into for all those years and getting it expeditiously. Everybody's waving at me. I wish we had more time.
I think we have 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we still got 2 minutes? Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, let's get some contact information out there.
Absolutely.
Then.
All right. My phone number is 954-916-2667. My name is Dugan, D-U-G-A-N, and the website's DuganDisabilityLaw.com.
And this is, he's also Kevin Dugan, and he does answer his own phone as well. You can reach him at anytime he's on court.
If I'm in the office, I'm usually talking on the phone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, when I went to your office, you had a bunch of calls coming in and out. But, you know, sincerely, it's a real privilege to know you.
Thanks, Judge.
You're making a difference. Yeah. You absolutely are.